Okay, so let's pick up where we left off. Yeah. So what do we have? We were talking about Rashi's Mahalach and the Shlichama. At the very beginning of the sugya, Rashi says the pshat in Akira Terech Hanocha is that Mishas Akira, that's the Haskalah. In Rav Avin himself, when Rashi just, before he gets to the Lishna Kama, or to the Lishna Vasu, or to anything, so Rashi laid out Akira Terech Hanocha means that the Akira is the Haskalah Samalocha. And since the Akira is the Haskalah Samalocha, so therefore when he's Koreish Yirai in the middle, so that's between the Akira and the Hanocha, it's in the middle of the Malocha, and therefore it's Boyan Keachot. Then we came to Gemara Sakash and Chayilut. Let's say the same thing. That was Sarech Achilo. So where I answered first Teretz, Shikama's Teretz is that a Yeshua Hanocha B'lo Yakira. So Rashi learns up Yeshua Hanocha B'lo Yakira means that you can't have that Yeshua Hanocha B'lo Yakira. Masha Ein Kein Be'Agbo. It's Yeshua Achilo B'lo Yagbo. So Rashi learns that that means that you can have an Achilo without Agbo's Gimel Tvachim. Epis Agbo you have to have something of Agbo you have to have. But you don't need Agbo's Gimel Tvachim. So of course, the question Rashi was, so what do you gain? But at the end of the day, you do have to have something of an akva. According to Rashi, you need somewhat of akva. So the hascholas achila is still going to be by the akva, by the initial little bit of akva. That's the hascholas achila. So again, so then the chiyuv moment is coming between the hascholas achila and the soif achila. So what's the lishna kama marviach? That was the question that we asked on Rashi. Then we had another question. That we saw in the Ritva asks on Rashi. So the Ritva, Rashi holds you need Hagbo Gimel Tvachim. The Ritva holds like Tosis, you don't need that the Kenyan needs Hagbo Gimel Tvachim. The Ritva holds like Tosis that the Kenyan doesn't need Hagbo Gimel Tvachim. The Kenyan, it's enough to just have a Kenyan Yad. The mere fact that he's holding it as Yad already makes a Kenyan. But the Ritva adds when he's asking the Kash on Rashi that since all you have to have is that he's holding it in his hand, so that already is a tzarech achilo, because if he puts it in his, even if he puts it in his mouth without picking it up, that's also a kind of kinyan yad. So we ask the Mishnah, what does the Ritva want? Okay, fine. So he has to put it in his mouth. That's the hascholas achilo. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about where he picked it up in his hands. So even if the putting it in his mouth is the hascholas achilo, because that much you have to have, but the holding it in his hand, that's for sure not the hascholas achilo. So what bechal does the Ritva want from? What does the Ritva want from Rashi? So the kitzur we said. We said last time is that Rashi learns that Pshat and Lishna Kama is Lishna Kama now is being chayzer from the initial Havana of Akira Tzarech Hanocha. The initial Havana of Akira Tzarech Hanocha was Akira Tzarech Hanocha means that the Akira is the Hascholas is the Hascholas HaMelocha. The Akira is the Haschola of the Chilul Shabbos. Now Rashi learning Akira Tzarech Hanocha, now the Lishna Kama is telling me, no, that's not the Pshat. Pshat in Akira Tzarecho is that he efshel hanocha b'lo Akira, which according to Rashi means that you can't have the Chil Shabbos without the Kinyan. Hagbo here means the Kinyan of Gimel Tvachim, the Hagbo is Gimel Tvachim. As Rashi stresses that Hagbo means Hagbo is Gimel Tvachim, less than Hagbo is Gimel Tvachim is not called Hagbo, as Rashi said. So Hagbo Tzarech Achilo means that the Kinyan is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. You have to do the Kinyan in order to have the Chiyuv Misa. That's what the Kiyur Tzarech Hanocha means as well. That the mazik, the hezek, which is in the Zrikas HaChetz, the act of being mazik is necessary to the Chil Shabbos because you have to do the Akira. The Akira is the Chiyuv moment. It's the shooting the arrow at the Shirai, and that Maisa mazik is necessary to the Chiyuv Miso. And likewise, Hagba, when we say that Hagba is not Tzarech Achila, what it means is that the Hagba is Gimel Tochim. Yeah, the little bit of picking it up maybe is necessary to the chilu, but hagbo doesn't mean that. Hagbo means the kinyan hagbo. The kinyan hagbo is not necessary to the chiyuv misa. Now, what's changing now? The way we're learning Rashi. What's changing from the Gemara's initial understanding of Rav Avin, and the way the Gemara now in the Lishna Kama understands Rav Avin, is really the definition of the word akira. What does akira mean? Does akira mean? I mean, you know, akira means. Akira means picking up. But what sense? When we talk about Akira Tzarech Hanocha, we mean Akira in what sense? We mean Akira in the sense of the beginning of the carrying, the beginning of the Chil Shabbos? Or do we mean Akira in the sense of the thing that was Mechayev in Momen? The zrikas hachetzes mechayev mamon. The Gemara initially understood in Rav Avin, Kiyotzer hachanocha means that the mechil Shabbos, as Rashi, the lashon of Rashi is leading with aschalul hamalacha. Akiyotzer hachanocha means the akira is the haschalas hamalacha. The carrying of the shrine happens in the middle, but the akira is the haschalas hamalacha. I want to put this on the board. The way, so in our initial understanding of Rav Avin, Salkadai Tachos, the akira. Akira means the Aschalo Malacha. Aschalo Malacha. And that therefore the Malacha now extends, the Chiyuvisa extends from the Akira to the Hanoah, and everything that happens in that span of time has Kim Levi Durab in it. Now comes along the Lishna Kama. He says, no, that's not the Pshat. Akira Tzarech Hanocha means, Akira means the Kinyan. Or the hezek, the chiyuv mamon, the kinyan, the ma'aseh mazik, the kinyan is a tzorech to the chiyuv misa, which happens by the hanocha. That's the meaning of akira tzorech hanocha, and therefore by chaylev, says the Gemara. In our initial understanding, chaylev is akira tzorech hanocha. The little bit of picking it up, that little bit of agbah, is a tzorech achila. The answer is yes, that's true, but that's not what Akira Tzarech Hanocha means. Akira Tzarech Hanocha means that the kinyan is necessary to the chiyuv misa, and over here the kinyan is the hagbaz gimel tochim. You don't need the hagbaz gimel tochim in order to have the achila, because you could be gochen v'achil and just pick it up a little bit, not pick it up gimel tochim, and you'll have a chiyuv misa. You'll have a chiyuv. You'll eat the chayil. You'll have a chiyuv misa v'reishamayim. So therefore the ma'aseh kinyan is not nitzrach to the chiyuv misa. That's where we learned Rashi in the Lishna Kama. It's really where we ended off before Shabbos here.
What's the Havana of it? Like, why should it affect the Idna?
Well, we'll see. Let's hold off with Havana. I mean, at this point, I would just say it's a tziruf. If the kinyan is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, that's Mitzarek, the kinyan and the Chiyuv Misa. The Chiyuv Mamon isn't necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. The thing that's Mechayim Mamon is necessary to the Mechayim Misa. So even though they're not happening Be'idna, but that's a different kind of Tziruf. We already saw Soros at Tziruf by Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh. You need to be Mitzarek the Misa in the Mamon. So we could say right now, at least temper for the time being, we say Akira Tzarech Hanocha is a Soros Tziruf. If the Kinyan, or the head, the Maisa Mazik, is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, then that's Mitzarek the Maisa. The chiyuv moment, the chiyuv misa.
Are you putting out the picture that the fact that Rashi didn't say anything in the Teretz sounds like the Teretz learned the same?
Right. Initially, I'd say since Rashi doesn't say anything in the Lishna Kama that he's changing the pshat, so therefore it's mashma, he's still going with the original pshat. But I don't think that's true anymore, because at this point, I think Rashi's learning that the words themselves. Now, when Rashi says now lav hagboi, pachas begin with lav hagboi, so it means we're changing the shat and hagboi. Hagboi doesn't mean the thing that I need for the achila; it means the kinyan. So Rashi is being lovely here, so a chiddush in the shat. Yeah, so that's why the Rashi said Rashi. So if that's the definition that the kinyan is necessary to the chiyuv misa, so he says the kinyan here is a kinyan yad. Yad doesn't need gimel tochim. Rashi holds that it does. If it falls, Yad doesn't need gimel tochim. So therefore, the kinyan is nitzrich to the achila, because even though it could be gochen v'ochel, but it has to go in his mouth, that's the same kinyan yad. So the kinyan, at the end of the day, is nitzrich to the chiyuv misa. Okay, again, I'm just chazering from last week. So I want to go back then. So now, yesh lo. The other rishonim, Taisus, the Ritva, the other rishonim, they're chalak and Rashi. We've got to be the pshat in gochen v'ochel. Because Rashi's whole pshat here is predicated on the assumption that kagbo needs to be gimel tochim. And the other Rishonim don't think that's true. They think you have a kinyan yad. Yad doesn't need a hagva, and therefore it doesn't need gimel tochim. So they're chalak and Rashi's whole mahalak over here in the gochen v'ochim. You can't. They learned that the kinyan over here is not gimel tochim mecha. The kinyan is the kinyan yad. So if the kinyan is the kinyan yad, so how can you do an achil without a kinyan yad? Even if you put it in your mouth, it's going to be a kinyan yad. They have a whole different shot in gochen v'ochim. The gochen v'ochim means that he swallows it right into his gullet without ever having a kinyan yad. Different shot from Gochem Ochem. But some of Furish in the Ritva or the other Rishonim are they chayilat of what Rashi's Havana in Yeshul Akir B'lai Anoch? Yeshul Anoch B'lai Akir? that maybe they do learn like Rashi. That maybe as far as the translation of those words, maybe they're Torah. Maybe they agree with Rashi that the meaning of those words is that the Maisa Kinyan is, in the case of Zrikas Chayitz, and is not, in the case of Achilas Chayil, necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. So that's not what I open up the question. They don't have to learn that way. Because in Rashi we have a Hechach. In Rashi we're Muchach to learn this way. Because in Rashi we had a problem. How can the Gemara say you don't need the Hagbah for the Achilo? You do need the Hagbah for the Achilo. You have to pick it up from the ground a little bit in order to have the Achilo. So the Hagbah is necessary for the Achilo. That was our problem in Rashi. So that forced us to learn, I think some do it in Rashi that way, that Rashi's learning Pshat, the Eshel Anocha B'le Achiro, and Eshel Achilo B'le Hagbah means the Kinyan, not the picking it up off the ground. The Kinyan is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. And in the case of Achilles Chayla, the Kinyan is not necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. And the other Rishonim don't have that problem at all. The other Rishonim learn that we're not talking about picking it off the ground, we're talking about putting your throat down on the ground, and swallowing up the chaylev, sucking up the chaylev like that, and therefore you really can do an achila that does not involve any hagbah at all, not even a little bit. So the other Rishonim, we sort of have more freedom how to learn pshat in the yeshiva of Bnei Akiva. We could learn again, the nidun here, what we're grappling with, what we want to discuss is in the phrase, according to the Lishna Kama, where we're rewriting Akira Tzera Hanocha, it has this condition that it has to be Efshel Hanocha Blei Akira. So we want to know now, within the Lishna Kama, what is the word Akira denote? Does Akira denote the Maisa Kinyan? If the Maisa Kinyan is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa? Or does Akira simply mean the Hascholos HaMalacha? The physical act of picking it up defines when the Hascholos HaMalacha took place. The malacha begins with the thing that you need for the malacha, all the things that are prerequisite for the malacha. They define the chiyuv misa, and anything that happens in the middle is it's called bevasachas. It's called beinda. But the word akira has no connection, no connotation of the maisa kinyan. I'm not sure if I'm being masked as well. You never tell. Again, let's talk about chayil. We have the hagbah. According to Rashi, we have the hagbah. We're going to make a timeline. At T0, we have the hagbah tzas. Then at T1, we have hagbah dimul tfachim. And then you have at T2, you have the achil. So the Gemara's initial question was, you know, Akira Tzarech Hanocha, Hagbah Tzarech Achilo. You have to pick up the chaylev in order to eat the chaylev. In between picking up the chaylev and eating the chaylev, you have Hagbah Gimel Tvachim. So it's Hagbah Tzarech Achilo. According to the way Rashi originally explained in Rashi's opening statement what Rav Avin means, Rashi said, Akira Tzarech Hanocha means, when is it Aschalalah? So the Gemara's question is, this is the Aschalo Achilo. The Aschalo Achilo is by the Hagbah Tzas. So if the Aschalo Achilo is by the Hagbah Tzas, so then the Kinyan is happening between the Aschalo Achilo and the Soif Achilo. That's the Gemara's question. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? So according to all the other Rishonim, the Gemara's Teretz is that this is not the Aschalo Achilo at all. The Hagbah Tzas is not the Aschalas Achila. The Aschalas Achila is the Achila. Because you could skip all the other Aschalas and you can just push your gullet down on the floor and suck up the Chayla, and and not have any other haskalah. So there is no haskalah sachila. According to other Rishonim, the pshat in the Gemara might simply be there is no haskalah sachila till you get to the achila itself. According to Rashi, though, again, I'm just repeating myself. According to Rashi, that's not possible. That's not available. Because there is haskalah sachila. The hadbuk sas is the haskalah sachila. You can do goch and vochel, according to Rashi, and you can skip the hadbuk gimel tochim. Because you could put your head down near the floor and just have a hadbuk sas and an achila. You don't need to pick it up gimel tochim. But you do have to do a hadbuk sas. That is still a haskalah sachila. So our problem was, so what did Rashi gain? How's Rashi explaining the Lusna Kama? So you don't have to do hadbuk gimel tochim. You have to do hadbuk sas. That's still the haskalah sachila. And here's the end of the achila, and the kinyan, this is the kinyan, is happening between the haskalah sachila and the seif achila. So what's pshat in the Lishna Kama? So in Rashi we said that Rashi has to learn that the Gemara now in the Lishna Kama is being chayzer from the original pshat, saying no, we don't care about the haskalah sachila. Eshel achila b'lei hagbon means that the kinyan is necessary for the achila. The ma'isa kinyan, the ma'isa mechayev moment, which is the kinyan, is necessary to the achila. Says the Gemara, no, it's not. You don't need to pick it up gimel tefachim in order to have an achila. So the kinyan is not necessary to the achila. Hagbo lav tzarech achila. You don't need to do the kinyan in order to have the ma'is achila. According to Rashi, the words hagbo over here don't mean the hagbo ktsas, which is the haschalas hamalacha. The words hagbo mean the hagbo gimel tefachim, which is the kinyan. So now I want to know, what about the other Rishonim? The other Rishonim don't have this hechrech, but maybe they still learn the words Yefshelah Nochav LeAkira, Yefshelah LeHagbav LeLoy, and Yefshelah. Maybe just in the translation of the words, they might agree to Rashi. They might not. I don't know how they learned. In Rashi, I have a hechrech. No, this is how I discovered how Rashi understood Yefshelah Nochav LeAkira. From this cheshbon, so I got to the understanding that Rashi, when Rashi translates Yefshelah Nochav LeAkira, to mean the Ma'aseh Kinyan is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. Whereas Eshel Achila B'lei Hagbo means the Ma'aseh Kinyan is not necessary to the Achila, to the Chiyuv Misa. That's my route, how I got to the understanding of Rashi. And that's only true in Rashi, it's not true in the other Rishonim. But I can still ask in the other Rishonim, maybe they still learn Pshat and the Gemara the same way. That already, I don't know. So I think we can find a place where we can. I have a ride. We spoke last week also. By Gon of Kis. The Gemara is a case, has a Mishnah, that if somebody was Gon of Kis B'Shabbos, Gon of Kis B'Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Hagon of Kis B'Shabbos Chayib, Shekvan is Chayib, B'Gneva Kaidim, Shiyovel in Yisra Skila. Hayim, Gav Yotzim, Gav Yotzim, Potter, Shiyisra Shabbos, B'Gneva B'Aim Keachot. For Ekta Gemara, why is he Chayib in the Reisho? Why don't we say according to Rav Avin, we should say Akiv Tzarech Hanocha? That's the Gemara. So what are we showing there? Taisus, the Ramban, the Ritva, they all ask the Kasha. What do they ask? What? It's Esher B'Greya. It's Esher B'Greya. So according to Lishna Kama, at least the Gemara doesn't have According to Lishna Basa, it's even worse, because it's certainly Eshel Hadur. So all the Rishonim say the Gemara, that Gemara doesn't make sense according to Lishna Basa for sure. Okay, so it's going like the Lishna Kama. But the Rishonim says, but even according to Lishna Kama, why is that called Akir Tzarech Hanocha? The criterion, according to Lishna Kama, the criterion for Akir Tzarech Hanocha is that it has to be Efsha. Well, there's Efsha. He didn't have to pick up at all, he could have just done Dreyer. So I asked on Thursday, what's the Rishonim's Kasha? I don't understand the Kasha B'Chav. I'm going to map this one. He's like the kiss. Here's a kiss. And then you have the hanacha. So the Gemara says we should say Akir Tzarech Hanacha. So the Rishonim's question is, one second, I don't have to be like the kiss. I could be Goyer the kiss. So therefore, I don't need the Akira in order to get to the Hanocha. I could just be Goyer the Kiss. That's the Kasha. So I asked the father, okay, let's say that I would be Goyer the Kiss. You'd be Goyer the Kiss. So when would be the Haskalah Samalacha? Now, this would be the Haskalah Samalacha. they're being goyer to kiss, that's the Akira. According to most Rishonim, the Ravid has a different shita that this Akira is Rishus, but there is Yitzvah holds Beferish. The putting the kiss into horizontal motion, setting into horizontal motion, is called an Akira. Even though usually an Akira has to begin with Tvachim off the ground, that's only if you go straight up. So it calls mind you're still loved, so it's not, there's no Akira. But when you go horizontally, there's an immediate Akira. Sorry, this is that's Chalazach. So let's say you have like this guy's doing a, he's being goyer a kiss, that's Chalaz HaMalacha, and the Malacha continues until the Hanacha, and in the middle over here, he did a hagba, or he did a kinyan yad. You know, he made a kinyan. Yeah, quite other shayin on gimel tefachim. Anyway, for a kinyan, so he made a kinyan in the middle. Would it be kimli rabbinic? Would it be chayiv? Would it be potter? According to lishna kama, chayiv be potter. Kimli rabbinic. Here's the aschalas amalacha. Here's the hanacha. Aschalas amalacha. And it's the esher. You can't have it's the esher. You can't have the hanacha without an akir. So that's chalas amalacha would be by the gevayer. That's clear. So now I don't understand. So what's the Rishonim's kasha? So Rishonim say he didn't have to pick the kiss up. He could have gone straight across. And if he would have gone straight across, and while he was moving straight across, a second in, he would have picked it up. It would be kimli d'rabbanei. So why is this any less? So here, instead of starting to move horizontally and then in the middle making a kinyan yad, he picked it up, and he picks it up, and he makes a kinyan yad. He picks up the kiss, and he makes a, as he picks it up, if he does like this, I guess it's a yad maybe right away. But let's say he picks it up like this, so he's magbir the kiss. And he makes a kinyan gimel tefachim, and at the same time, that's the haschalas hamalacha. He could have done greira. So what if he could have done greira? If he would have done greira, that would be the haschalas hamalacha. Now that he does akiris hakis, so that's like gara than a greira. That's also the haschalas hamalacha. At the end of the day, it's the same haschalas hamalacha. So what's the Rishonim's kash in the first place? And that's not their teretz. Their teretz is that even though he could have done greira, but now that he does akira, so this is the haschalas. I don't understand the kash in the first place. What do they want? Akira tzarech hanocha, yesher even, lishna kama, yesher just means the pashup shah. In Rashi we're seeing differently, but l'chor the pashup shah, yesher l'akira b'lo hanocha means that this is the haschalas hamalocha. Since the melecha Shabbos needs an akira, the akira defines the haschalas hamalocha. So you could do an akira with greira, you could do an akira with picking the kiss up, it's the same akira. It's the same akira. It's the haschalas hamalacha. What's the Rishonim's kasha even in the first place? Rishonim have the whole that toisus l'moshel has a whole arichos that this is the haschalas hamalacha because if somebody else did it, then you would be potter. But what does he need the whole arichos for? The kasha doesn't. The kasha, if you will pardon the pun, doesn't get off the ground. It's not a kasha at all. So I think, yeah.
The more since you ask for like a stopping process, it's not like a straight akira. Like,
no, I don't know that's true. I mean, not in the sense that he's only with Lanuach, because then it wouldn't be. If he were a guy, be Yosef, a guy, be Taisus meets, he could be. So Taisus would ask, he could be only with
Lanuach. No, because you're stopping, right? If you're going inside the house, you can't be
straight.
Case
in the words that he was accurate, he wasn't Megara at all. Tyson, but he could have been Megara. So Tyson means he could have been Megara by Omid. So then let him ask differently. He could have been accurate and he could have been Omid Lanuch. I think what this is conducive to is that the Rishon Taka learned, at least initially, the Taka learned like Rashi. They had Rashi's translation of Yeshua Kir Vulayanoch. They learned that the Yeshel Akir B'lei Anocha, at least initially in the Kasher, that the Yeshel Akir B'lei Anocha meant to the all the Rishonim that the Kinyan is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. You have to have a Kinyan in order to have the Chiyuv Misa. That's how they, one second, that's how they, you know, Rechaz in the Teretz. But, yeah, it's cool. I'll tell you why. Why they have to have such a drastic rewriting. So, but I think initially, hold on, let me say it. The Rishonim initially understood that Akira Tzarech Hanocha means it's exactly the way Rashi understood it. Not Akira Tzarech Hanocha. Efshir LaHanocha B'le Akira, the listener Kama. They understood Al Derech Rashi that it means that you need to have the Kinyan in order to have the Chiyuv Misa. So Melech all asked, it's not true. in the case over here of Ba'ikar Kis, it happens to be that you're picking the Kis of Gimel Tvachim, and that's a Maisa Kinyan, and it's also the Maisa Hagvah, but you could have been Megarvi Yotzei, in which case you would never have made a Maisa Kinyan on it at all. It's not Hagvah Gimel Tvachim, it's not a Kinyan Yad, because you're not holding it in your hand, you're just being Megarvi Yotzei. You know, it's the Kis, so you could have done the whole Chil Shabbos without doing a Kinyan. So it's not a Yeshu L'Hanocha B'Le'akir, because you did not have to do the Hanocha without the Kinyan. So I think that in the Rishonim's Kasha, from here I see that all the Rishonim Taka, at least up to this point in their discussion, they understood al derech Rashi that the Yeshu L'Hanocha B'Le'akir means that you need the Kinyan in order to have the Chiyuv Misa. So they will ask, over here you don't have to do a Kinyan at all. The only thing is, all the Rishonim, so what's the Teretz though? Teretz is that's not true. You see, Taka, the way, especially in the Ra'ah and in the Arichas in the Ra'ah and the Ritva also a little bit. The Teretz is that's not the Pshat. That Akira Tzorech Hanocha doesn't mean that you need the Kinyan in order to have the Chilul Shabbos. Akira Tzorech Hanocha means that this is the Hascholas HaMelocha. So you need this part of the Melocha in order to have the Chiyuv. And therefore, at the end of the day, even if you're Megara Miyotze, that is the Haskalah Sachiyuv. Manny Feldman has a story in his book where he was giving a hesped for somebody he didn't know. And so he's just saying generalities, and there's a lady in the front row the whole time, she's shaking her head. Everything he says about this guy, I said, no. Hey, just give me a second. I think that's the Chazor in the Rishonim. The Rishonim initially understood that in order that Akira means that you have to have the Kinyan in order to have the Chiyuv Misa. So they all ask, over here, you don't have to have the Kinyan in order to have the Chiyuv Misa. So what's Pshat? So their answer is that Akira Tzorech, that Yeshua Anocha B'le Akira, that's not what it means. Yeshua Anocha B'le Akira means, when's the Haskalas HaMelach? Forget when the Kinyan is. Maybe you didn't need to have the Kinyan at all. But when is the Haskalah Tzachiyuv Misa? Where the Tzorech HaNocha begins, that's where the Haskalah Tzachiyuv begins. So therefore, you want to know where is the Haskalah HaMelacha? The Akira, what is the Haskalah HaMelacha? I don't care what form the Akira takes. That is the Haskalah Tzachiyuv. Mele by Chaylev, and then the Marach. Mele by Chaylev. The Haskalah Tzachiyuv is in the things that you have to do. So things that you don't have to do are not Haskalah Tzachiyuv. You'll be Metzias. So things you don't have to do with Metzias are not the Haskalah Sachiyuv. But when it comes to Chil Shabbos, there's no question that the Akira is the Haskalah Sachiyuv of Melech Shabbos. Once that's the Haskalah Sachiyuv, so from that point forward is the Hilich Lomos. It's very mavur in the Ramban and in the Ra'ah. All these Lashonis of Haskalah Sachiyuv and Hilich Lomos, they put that in the Teretz. In the Kashal, they didn't have that notion of Haskalah Sachiyuv and Hilich Lomos. So what did they think? In the Kashal, they thought, Akira Tzorech Hanocha just means, do you need the Kinyan for the Chiyuv Misa? So they asked, what do you mean? Oh, here, you don't need the Kinyan for the Chiyuv Misa. So their answer is, no, that's not what a Yeshua Hanocha B'lei Akira means. Yeshua Hanocha B'lei Akira means, when is the Haskalah Sachiyuv? If you need the Akira for the Hanocha, that's the Haskalah Sachiyuv. So the Haskalah Sachiyuv, for sure, is the Akira Sachiyuv. So you could have done Greira. But if you did Greira, that would be the Haskalah Sachiyuv. And now you do a different kind of Akira. That's the Haskalah Sachiyuv. What's the difference? Mali Akira Zu, Mali Akira Acheres. That's the Haskalah Sachiyuv. I want to explain also why they have to make this, radical revising of their understanding of Yeshua Hanocha B'lei Akira in order to answer their question. Because it all revolves around the same question. When we say Yeshua Hanocha B'lei Akira, Akira over here means what? Akira over here means, Akira can have two meanings. Or a Hagbah, l'mashal, can have two meanings. Hagbah could mean, not in the dictionary, but as far as in conceptually, Akira over here can be two things. Akira could mean the thing that gets the Melocha started, the Chiyuv Misa started. And Akira also can mean the Zrikas Haches that tears the Shiraya. The same thing by Hagbah and Achila. Hagbah could mean the Hagbah's Gimel Tvachim that may, or the however you hold, you know, maybe you hold the Ziyad, so you don't need Gimel Tvachim, but it could mean the Hagbah that makes the Maisa Kinyan. And it could, or Hagbah could mean the Hagbah that's a preliminary to the Chiyuv Misa of Achila. And what does it mean, therefore, when we say that Yeshua Hanocha B'lei Akira? That could mean, it could mean two things. Just to touch, we could touch it into, we could translate it in two ways. We could render it in two ways. We could render the idea, the words, to mean, well, that will take Akira in the sense of the Maisa Kinyan, the Maisa Mazik. We could translate the Eshel Hanocha Akira to mean that you can't have the Hanocha is the Chiyuv Miso, without the Akira, meaning the Zrikas Hachetz, which is the Mechayiv of Mammon. But since you can't have the Hanocha, you can't have the Chiyuv Miso, without the Zrikas Hachetz, which is the Mechayiv Mammon. That's what Rishon initially understood. The Eshel Hanocha Akira means that in order to have the Hanocha, which is the Chiyuv Miso, you have to have the Akira, which was the Zrikas Hachetz, which is the Mechayiv of Mammon. So the Mechayiv of Mammon was Nitzrach to the Chiyuv Miso. Or by Hagboah and Ha'achila L'mashul. The words having in was, you can't have the Achila without the Maisekinyan of Hagboah. So therefore the Maisekinyan of Hagboah was Nitzach to the Chiyuv Misa. That's how they read the word Hagboah. Hagboah over here means Kinyan. Akira over here means Kinyan. And Yeshul HaNochav L'Akira means that the Chiyuv Misa needs the Kinyan in order to happen. So that was their initial understanding. So they all say, so what's going on by Akira Sakis? There you don't need a Kinyan at all? In order to have a Chiyuv Miso. And the teretz is that we have to go back to the drawing board and retranslate the word Akira and the word Hagbah. That Akira and Hagbah over here have nothing to do with Kinyan. Akira simply means, in the context of Chilul Shabbos, you can't have a Hanocha on Shabbos without an Akira on Shabbos. You can't have an Achilas Chaylev without picking up the Chaylev to put it in your mouth, until we know that Gochan V'Ochel is possible. So then they have to explain, why does that matter? But we're talking about the Chiyuv Mammon. So who cares, how does the Chiyuv Mammon become integrated into this? So they explain the Hasbara. Because once you say that the Chil Shabbos needs the Akira as part of the Chil Shabbos, then that's the Hascholas HaChiyuv, and from that point forward, he's the Hoylech Lomos. And that's why this is where the Rishonim inject the whole Hoylech Lomos business and the Hascholas HaChiyuv business. Rashi put it in. Rashi sometimes is misleading. We knew about it because we had Rashi at the beginning of the sugya that Aschalo Malacha Mishasakir. It's Aschalo Malacha. So we already walked into the sugya with that concept of Aschalo Malacha. So we don't understand why they were showing at the end of the sugya all of a sudden busy with Halach Lomas, like in the teretz of Akash that comes at the bottom of the Omer. The Rishonim Lechatchila they didn't have. They weren't going with Rashi. Their understanding of Yeshlat Lanocha Bleakiro and Akira Tzarech Hanocha was that the Maisa Kinyan is a tzarech to the Chiyuv Miso. That was their initial understanding. So they said, so what's going on over here by Oker Kiss? You don't need the Maisa Kinyan. You could be Oker Kiss without a Maisa Kinyan at all. You just be a guy over here. So you'll have no Maisa Kinyan, no Chiyuv Mammon, and you'll have a Chiyuv Miso. So the answer to the Rishonim, what Rashi said at the beginning of the Sugya, really the Rishonim say at the end of the Sugya, but they say it in the Shnekama, that the Pshat and the Yeshla Nocha B'lei Akira means, when is the Haskalah Sachiv? When is it Haskalah Malacha? Once it's Haskalah Malacha from the Akira, so then from the Akira to the Nochi, the Hoylech Lomos. So we have there a lot of progress. Zochino as follows that we have, first of all, Rashi's Havon of the Lishna Kama. The Rashi's Havon of the Lishna Kama. Rashi learns the Lishna Kama. Rashi initially set the sugya that it's a sugya about Aschalas Achiv. From what point and forward is the Hoylech Lomos? When is it Aschalas Melocha? When is it Aschalas Achilo? That's what Rashi initially set up about Aschalas Achiv. Rashi learns, though, that the Lishna Kama is chayzer from that. Because the Lishna Kama has a problem. So why isn't the Hagbah Ksas the Haskalah Sachiyuv? That's what Rashi means in Mos Kasha. Therefore, Rashi learns that the Lishna Kama is saying a Nupshat. That the Lishna Kama says Yeshel Akir B'lei Hanocha, meaning that the Maisa Yeshel Hanocha B'lei Akir, meaning that in order to say Kimli D'Rabbanei, in order to have Rabban's Halacha, you have to have that the Maisa Kinyan was Nitzrich to the Chiyuv Misa. So over here, yes, you need a Hagbah Ktsas in order to have Achila, but you didn't need a Hagbah Gimel Tochim. So Hagbah Gimel Tochim, which is the Hagbah, as Rashi stresses, Hagbah means Gimel Tochim, less than that is Lav Hagbah. That the Maisik Kinyan of Hagbah is not necessary to the Achila. So I don't care that the Hascholos Achila was when he picked it up a little bit. Loyal Zanu Donim. In order to take Kimli Rabbe, we have to have that the Kinyan was Nitzrech to the Achila. And that's how Rashi learns the Lishna Kama. And the other Rishonim initially also understood that way. That's pshat in the Lishna Kama. Maybe they understood that way from the very beginning of the sugya. But they certainly understood the Lishon Kama that way. So maybe they have a question. So what's going on by the Gemara about Eichekis? Eichekis, the Gemara says, it's Kimli the Rabbi. The Gemara says, yes, what you should say, Akir Sarah Hanocha. Ask all the Rishonim, what's going on? According to Lishon Abbas, there's nothing to talk about. It altogether makes no sense. And even according to the Lishon Kama, what do you mean? It's Esher Lakira B'loi Hanocha. You could do a Hanocha without a Kinyan. Because you could be Megarvi, there still be no Kinyan. Because they initially assumed, the way Rashi holds Aliba Davis, that the Esher Lakira B'loi Hanocha means the Maisi Kinyan is Nitzchuk Delchir Miso. So the Rishonim answered. So that's what's why I could kiss. The Maisi Kinyan is not Nitzchuk Delchir Miso. So the Rishonim answered, no, we don't learn that way. We're going to change the pshat. We're going to learn that the Esher Lakira B'loi Hanocha means when is the Hascholas Achilo? When is the Hascholas HaMelocha? The Hascholas HaMelocha is when he's Megarvi Yotzi. So fine. So the Hascholas HaMelocha is when he's Megarvi Yotzi, when he picks up the kiss. What's the difference? That's the Hascholas HaMelocha. From that point forward, he's the Hailuch Lomas. By Chaylev, let's say the same thing. The Hascholas Achil is from the Hagbok Tzas. There it is. They don't have that because they all Gokh and Bachel means there's no Hagbok at all. So they learned the Gemara, the Lishna Kama, saying that you could be Gokh and Bachel, meaning that you could have an Achil without any Hagbok at all. So the Hascholas Achila is when it goes down and goes into the base of Bliya. Oh, so my Akshat, Yesh Vodun. So what is Rashi going to do with Rishayim's Kasha from Eichekis? According to Rashi, the way Rashi translates the Rishon Kama, that the Maisi Kinyan is necessary to the Chiyah Miso. So the Rishayim is kasha now, and by Rashi going to have that? What's Rashi going to do with the Rishayim is kasha? All the other Rishayim say no, that's not the pshat in the Yash. The Yash means hascholas achilu. According to Rashi, that's not shayach. So how's Rashi going to learn how to do more about Gainav Kis? Any ideas?
Rashi says,
Askel
Tzor.
What?
Rashi, this is a problem.
Askel Tzor. Rashi says, Askel Tzor. Tell you what I was, yeah.
Maybe like we're referencing other Rishonim that there's two aspects that when it comes to Akira by Shabbos, then there's the even the Maskana that said you have Aschol Tzah just by Zechilas Chelav, you don't have that. So there, the only way to make it Akbat Tzor Chelav would be to say that it's Yesher to have the Kinesa without the Mike's opinion. But at Shabbos, you still have the Svara like Aschol Tzah.
I want to say it a slightly different listen, but yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to stem with the Rashi that you just pointed out, though. But just bear with me. I want to say maybe we can say the following. The problem is the reason why the Rishonim asked the Kasha. All the Rishonim asked this as a Kasha because they understood. It doesn't really work at all. All the Rishonim understood that at least initially, because they initially were coming from Rashi's Havan. All the Rishonim understood that the Efsher means that the Kinyan, because that's what Akira means, it means the Kinyan, that the Kinyan is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. You need the Kinyan in order to have the Chiyuv Misa. And therefore they ask, it's not true by Okikis, it's not true by Okikis, you don't need the Kinyan to have the Chiyuv Misa. That's the problem that we're grappling with. So maybe we could suggest that according to Rashi, yeah, of course it's totally in the Kinyan, that's true, that we've been spending the whole Shira and we're mainly on that. According to Rashi, Yesh L'Nach L'Akira has to do with the Kinyan. But it's not Stam Asvara that the Kinyan is necessary for the Chiyuv Misa and that creates a Tzir between them. The Oimek HaSvara here is that a Maisa that's Mechayev, that's necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, can't be Mechayev Mama. I'm saying Hasbara. The reason the Pshat in the Lushna Kama, a little bit of Rashi, that in order to say Kinyan Rabbanei, we have to ask if the Kinyan is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. In a case like this, where they're not reading, no. The Havana is, it's not Stam and Milsa B'lei Taima, or just an arbitrary thing. No, the Kinyan has to be necessary for the Chiyuv Misa in order to say Kinyan Rabbanei when they're happening at different times. There's a Havana over here. And the Havana is that a Maisa that's used up to be, that's necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, cannot at the same time be a Maisa that's Mechayev Mamad. It's like Nitin L'Misa Beisdin, or Misa B'Shamayim in this case. An act that is the Chiyuv Misa needs it. It serves the Chiyuv Misa, cannot at the same time be a Maisa that's Mechayev Mamad, which I guess comes from the wellsprings of Kimlu Rabbi, the things that are Mechayev Misa, not Mechayev Mamad. But it doesn't have to be the Chiyuv Misa itself, you know, the Hanocha, that's the Chiyuv Misa itself. Anything that's a prerequisite for the Chiyuv Misa, any act that's necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, cannot be used to be Mechayev Mamon. So, therefore, an act that's necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, if that act is itself the Maisa Kinyan, it can't be Mechayev Mamon. The Maisa Gnei or the Maisa Mazik. So much by Akira Sarachan, by Akira Sarachanocha. So the idea is, since the Akira is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, because the Efsaranocha Bele Akira. So the Akira now is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. It's like used up for a Chiyuv Misa. That same Akira cannot be a Maisa Mechayev Mamad. It can't be Mechayev for the Shrikas Achais that carries the Shirai. Al Derech Zed, the Gemara's Kasha by Chaylev was, the Maisa picking up the Chaylev is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, because the Gemara thought that you can't have Akila without Agbah. So the act of Hagbah is a prerequisite to the Chiyuv Misa. So a Maisa that's necessary to the Chiyuv Misa cannot be a Maisa HaMechayim Mamad, so it can't be Mechayim for Gneva. And the Gemara's answer is no, because you could do, you could have an Achila without a Hagbah's Gimel Tvachim. So therefore the Hagbah's Gimel Tvachim is not a Maisa that's necessary to the Achila. You need the Hagbah Ksas, but the Hagbah's Gimel Tvachim is not necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. So since it's not a Maisa that's necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, it's now available to be Mechayim Mamad. But one act cannot be Mechayim Misa and Mamad. So the trick here is, I'm not really changing anything in the Pshat. The Pshat and the Yeshu B'lai Al-Hanoch B'lai Akira according to Rashi is the way we've been saying all along. The Kinyan is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. But I'm adding a Hasbara, which I think is very miskabel alei, that it's not Stam an arbitrary Halacha, that the Kinyan is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. There's a Havana. The Havana is that a Maisa that's Nitzrach to the Chiyuv Misa cannot be Mechayev Mamad. That's the case. If that's the Havana of Rashi, I think the answer to Rishayim's Kasha, Al Derech the Rishayim is very similar to the way Rishayim themselves answered, but they answered in their terms, and I'm answering now in Rashi's terms. That when we're talking about Chaylev, so picking up the Chaylev Gimel Tochim has nothing to do, since you don't need it for the Achilles Achaylev, because you could be off and Achil. So picking up the Chaylev Gimel Tochim is nothing to do, is not necessary to the Chiyuv Mamad. So that's not a Mais that's been coming to Milchai. I'm sorry, it has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Misa. You're picking up Gimel Tvachim, I don't need that for the Achila, so it's nothing to do with the Chiyuv Misa. That Gimel Tvachim is not a Maisa Mechayiv Misa. So the male is able to be Mechayiv Mamad. Mashenkim Ayoker Kis, it's yes, of course it's true, he could be Megarav Yotzi and not do the Kinyan. But right now, he's being Ayoker the Kis and he is doing a Kinyan. That act of being Ayoker the Kis I'm picking it up Gimel Tvachim. Is it Nitzrach to the Chi of Misa? The act itself, forget about the Kinyan Shabbat, but the act of Vakira, of picking it up Gimel Tvachim and getting it out of Lovat and off the ground, is that something which is coming, maybe Nitzrach is the wrong word, but is it coming to be Mechayiv Misa? Is it a Maisa Mechayiv Misa? Avad it is, as the Rishonim will say. Avad of that act of picking the kistah off the ground, that is the akir that you're doing. Maybe you could do other akirs, but this is the akir that you're doing. It is certainly a maisa mechayev misa. Since it's a maisa mechayev misa, that maisa cannot be a mechayev moment at the same time. It's the same thing really that the Rishonim do. It's the same twist that the Rishonim have, but now I'm putting it into Rashi's terms. By chaylev, by achilas chaylev, if you don't have to pick up the chaylev gimel tochim, then the picking up the chaylev gimel tochim is not coming to, had nothing to do with the chiyuv misa at all. So the picking up the chaylev gimel tochim is not a maisa mechayiv misa at all. Not bok tzas maybe is mechayiv misa, because that you do have to do for the achilah. But the picking up gimel tochim is not coming to be mechayiv misa altogether. If it's not coming to be mechayiv misa, then it could be mechayiv moment. Masha'enkin by oikir kis, the picking it up gimel tochim is certain. It's not necessarily. You didn't have to do it, but the ma'aseh now you did. Is it coming to be mechayiv misa? The akir is akis gimel tochim. Avad is coming to mechayiv misa. They asked the akir. Somebody else would do it. You wouldn't be mechayiv misa. So that act is coming to be mechayiv misa. An act that's coming to be mechayiv misa, that's used to be mechayiv misa, a ma'aseh that's mechayiv misa, or that's nitzrach to a chayiv misa, cannot be a mechayiv of moment. Because one ma'aseh, according to Rashi, that's a Rashi learned to Lishna Kama. One ma'aseh cannot be mechayiv misa, in the sense of being nitzrach to the chayiv misa, and at the same time be mechayiv moment. Okay, let's go to the Lishna Basra. The Gaschal and Lishna Basra. We just to sum up the takeaway. The takeaway is we have Machlekes Rashi and the other Rishonim, how to understand the Lishna Kama. That's very important. According to most Rishonim, the Pshat and the Lishna Kama, they had a Havamina maybe, the way I'm explaining it, they had a Havamina of Pshat might be different. But the bottom, at the end of the day, the way the Rishayim explain the Lishna Kama is that since it's the Esh Anoch of Le'akira, so that's the Ha'ilachomus. That's the Haskalas HaMelacha. That's the Haskalas HaChiv Misa. Since you need the Akira, you need the Akira necessary to the Anocha, that defines the Haskalas HaChiv, as the Ra'o says. That point is the Ha'ilachomus, as the Ramban says. That's when the Chiv Misa begins, as Taisa says. If anybody else would do it, he'll be Potter. You see, that's the Mechayim of Misa. And from the point that he's doing things that are necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, he's called the Ha'ilach Lomos. And anything that he does from that point and forward is Kimlei Nirav Mineh. That's how the Rishonim understand the Lishna Kama. Akira is the Haskalas HaMelach. And by Chaylev as well, if it would have been true that you needed to pick up the Chaylev in order to eat the Chaylev, then that would be the Haskalas HaChila too. That would be the Haskalas HaChiyuv Misa too. But just the Messiah is not true because you could be Gochen Vachel. So since you could be gochen machel, so the picking up of the chaylev is not the aschalas achila, then it's not the aschalas achiv misa. That's all the Rishonim learn. And in Rashi, we want to put together that can't be how Rashi learns the Lishna Kama, because Rashi holds that by chaylev you have to pick up the chaylev a little bit. You don't have to pick it up gimel tochim, but a little bit you have to pick it up. So when's the aschalas achila in those terms? When's the aschalas achila? By the picking up of the chaylev. So then he's a hilch lomas. So why is there no kimul dravenik? So the answer is, as Rashi himself says, you have to pick it up a little bit, but you don't have to do a kinyan of gimul tochim. Rashi learns the yeshul anochav like Rashi learns the lishna kama. The yeshul anochav like Akira means that the kinyan has to be nitzrach to the chiyuv misa. In order to say kinyan dravenik, the kinyan has to be necessary for the chiyuv misa. And over here by chaylev, you don't need to do the kinyan in order to have a chiyuv misa, because you can pick it up a little bit and not gimul tochim. You don't have to do a kinyan in order. If you don't need the kinyan in order to have a chiyuv misa, then there is no kimle. Then there's no kimlei b'derabim, right? That's Rashi understands the Lishna Kama. But then at the end, I was Meisif Havon in that. In order to solve the Rishayim's Kasha for Meikah Kis, over there also you could be Mechal Shabbos without doing the Kinyan. And yet the Gemara over there wants to say that there should be Kinyan Rabbanet. We should say Akir Sarech Hanachim. So I want to say Pesefes Havon in Rashi. It's not that arbitrary that the Kinyan, in order to have Kinyan Rabbanet, the Chiyav Momon has to be Nisrach, the Kinyan has to be Nisrach to the Chiyav Misa. There's a Havon in it. And the Havon is that one Meisif can't be Mechal Misa and Momon. And anything that's necessary for the Chiyuv Misa is in a sense coming to be Mechayiv Misa. Something that's a prerequisite for the Chiyuv Misa is in some sense being Mechayiv Misa. And an act that's being Mechayiv Misa, that's serving to be Mechayiv Misa, cannot at the same time serve to be Mechayiv Mamon. And that's the Havon in this Rashi. So therefore, in Rav Avin's case, of Zorik Chetz, so the act of shooting the Chetz is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa. And therefore it can't be Mechayiv Mamon. But in the act of Achilas Chaylev, the picking it up Gimel Tvachim is not necessary to the Chiyav Misa. So the picking up Gimel Tvachim is not coming to be Mechayav Misa. The Hagbog Tzatz was Mechayav Misa. But the Hagbog Gimel Tvachim is not coming to Mechayav Misa, not necessary to the Chiyav Misa. Once it's not necessary to the Chiyav Misa, it's able to be the Kinyan that's Mechayav Mamon. Vashenke Vayokikis. The picking up of the Kiss is for sure coming to be Mechayav Misa. One way or another, that Kirsa Kiss is coming to Mechayiv Misa. If it's coming to Mechayiv Misa, one Misa, that's a Misa that's necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, cannot serve at the same time to Mechayiv Mamon. I think that's the Havon in Harashi learned the Lishna Kama. Okay, what about the Lishna Basra? So the Gemara says, Inami hosam yivoy lahadoi lo yimotsim lahedala. Hocham motsim lahedala. Ma'ika ben ha'yelishna.
So it's
going to
land in
Dalai Lama. Sorry for the Nuach. The whole problem here is, what's the issue here? Which comes first, the Chiyuv Misa or the Chiyuv Mamon? Chiyuv Mamon. I mean, the whole issue that we have, Rav Avin's whole chiddush is that even though the Chiyuv Mamon came first, before the Chiyuv Misa, it doesn't matter, Akira Sarech Hanoch. So if we want to somehow bring the Misa and the Mamon together, so what do we need to do? We need to make, which one do we need to make earlier? Which one do we need to bring back to the Shas Hazrika? Make it begin from the Shas Hazrika at least. The Chiyuv Misa or the Chiyuv Mamon? Chiyuv Misa. Making the Chiyuv Mamon earlier just makes things worse, doesn't make things better. What did Rashi want? Rashi says, Shas Hazrika is Seifel the Kreish Shalim. The Chiyuv Mamon is already in the Zrika. So that's even worse. It's even further away from the Hanoch. The Ikka, what Rashi want to say, is that the Hascholas HaChiyuv Misa, that Mishas Hazrika Seifel Anuach, so that the aschul melocha, the haschalas hamelocha, goes back to the zrika, because the minute he made the zrika, he was irrevocably committed to the hanocha. So the chiyuv misa now irreversibly begins from the zrika. So that's the haschalas hamelocha. That I would understand. That's what I would expect Rashi to say. Instead, Rashi says, "Soifel lekroli shirayim." Fine. So it's even worse. So the zrika is soifel lekroli shirayim, and chiyuv misa is by his basayif. So what do we gain earlier? So the Rashash has this, and I think the Maim Shifa, a few of the people in the back.
It's not like it doesn't seem to fit as well, but it's not as if it's still not in those, so to speak. Meaning, we're still assuming that the chiyuv misa for Shabbos starting mishas akira, so it doesn't help to make the chiyuv mamon earlier, but it doesn't like.
No, but we want something that helps to make the chiyuv mamon earlier, or make the chiyuv either make the chiyuv misa earlier, or make the chiyuv mamon later, or somehow bring the chiyuv mamon, and that's what we need. We're coming to explain Rav Avin. What are the prerequisites for Rav Avin? Rav Avin says, even though the chiyuv misa is basayif and the chiyuv misa is earlier, says Rav Avin, but still Akira Tzarei Chanocha. The Gemara Kasha, Akira Tzarei Chanocha, by Chayla, we don't seem to say that. So the Gemara needs to, is trying to give me some new prerequisite that Akira Tzarei Chanocha that Rav Avin needs for his halacha. Some other factor that you need to have in order to bring the Nisa and the Mama together. So what's the factor that Rashi gives us? That when he threw the chase, it was Seifel L'Kroy L'Shirayim. So how does that make, why is that, that doesn't make it more potter, it should make it more less potter.
Meaning that, but that's not a fuke that the Chiyuv Misa starts in Mishasas.
Yeah, but it was. So maybe so, but Rashi's saying the wrong thing. Right? That's not the point that the Chiyuv, the Kriyas L'Shirayim is from the Zrikah. What I need is that the Chiyuv Misa is from the Zrikah. Then the Chiyuv Mama could be later on as well, could be in the middle. Yes, so there is, yeah.
If Rashi's coming with the Havamina, so the way Rashi's Havamina is that just being, whole being here in the Anacha, the Asiya the Chiyuv Mama.
Right.
The second Lashon is limiting that and saying just the Chiyuv Mama coming between that here in Anacha is not enough. That's the Chiyuv Mama has to start at the same time as the Chiyuv Misa, start with the same Misa.
So, I could say even simpler. Maybe what you're saying might have a rebuch also. The Reid and Rashi. What are the ways to learn Rashi? I mean, this is not my invention. This is the kind of was mispakish in Rashi. Is that Rashi is learning pshat and lishna basra. That lishna basra is saying something else entirely. It's not saying that the misa was from the beginning. The misa is at the end. At the end of the day, it's not chayim misa till the end. But that's still true. Even though it's seifel enuch, the chayim misa lachar happens when it's nach. If it will never be nach, it won't be chayim misa. Rather, what Rashi is saying is that the Maisa that's Mechayim Misa is the same Maisa that's Mechayim Mamet. Because both the Chiyuv Misa, this is the Reid, I'm not sure that I'm going to like this, but I'm telling you the Reid, because we certainly have to, speak it through. The Reid in Rashi is, saying that the Pshat in the Lishna Basra is that the same, that even though the Chiyuv Misa happens at the end, and the Chiyuv Mamet L'Chayim happens in the middle, but the Maisa that's Mechayim both is Zrika Sachetz. No, it's when is he chayav misa? When the chayitz lands. But what maisa was mechayav in misa? The zrikas chayitz. When is he chayav mamon? When the shirayim get torn up? Can't come to Beis Din for that. But when what maisa is mechayav in the kriyas of shirayim? The maisa zrik. So therefore, it's one maisa that's mechayav misa and mamon both. And the Brilshon Basra is saying that that's the pshat and rav Avin and the kriyas of chanoch. That one maisa zrika is soifay lanuach. And it's Seifel L'Kroy L'Shirayim. There's one Maisa Mechayev, both for the Misa and for the Mamun. And that's what I need for Kimo Dehanim.
It's interesting by Mavir Sakin as well.
What?
By Mavir Sakin, isn't it?
Oh, so hold on. We're going to come to Mavir Sakin. So this is a Mahalach Rashi. But this is very reminiscent, by the way, of a very famous Nemukhi Yosef in Baba Kama by Ishim Ishim Chitzov. Famous Nemukhi Yosef. Nemukhi Yosef says, if you hold Ishim Ishim Chitzov, so if you light a fire Erev Shabbos and it goes on Shabbos, so how come you're not chayav v'chil Shabbos? Because now it's like your action happening on Shabbos. So he says, no, because the Maisa HaMachayev, the whole Maisa, the Maisa HaMachayev is the Hadlaka. And everything is in the Hadlaka. So it's like everything happened on Erev Shabbos. And then he's marach about that. He says the same thing. He says, and I don't remember now, the whole Mekhi Yosef, but he says that he's asked the Pshat and Ishim Ishim Chitzov, the Chiv is for the Zriko, not for what happens later. Because everything is in the Zrika. He says, afterwards you're honest. That's the main nekud I want to bring out of you. He says, afterwards you're honest. You can't take the chayz back. So you're honest. How come you chayim? You shoot an arrow and you kill somebody. You're honest. Because you couldn't pull the arrow back. So when the guy got killed, you were honest. Teretz says, you were honest when the guy got killed, but you were not honest when you shot the arrow at him. So what's the ma'aseh mechayev? The ma'aseh mechayev is the shooting the arrow. He says, the same thing by Chil Shabbos. You light a fire on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're honest. The Maisa Mechayev was happening Erev Shabbos. That's not a Chil Shabbos. The Mekhi Yosef was marach about this. Famous Mekhi Yosef. So they want to say that's a similar thing in this Rashi. Rashi learned Pshat and Lishna Basra. Once the arrow goes off, that's not the Maisa Mechayev is over. You can't be Mechayev him for the Kriyas HaShirayim when the Kriyas HaShirayim happens. You couldn't pull it back. At that point, he was honest. What are you Mechayev him for? For the Maisa Zriko. You can't be Mechayev him for Chil Shabbos when the arrow lands. At that point, he was honest. Lemotzi l'adurei. What are you Mechayev him for? You're Mechayev him for the Maisa Zrika. So at the end of the day, what's the Maisa Mechayev both for the Chil Shabbos and for the Chiyuv Mamon? The Maisa Mechayev is the Zrika. So it's one and the same Maisa Mechayev for the Chil Shabbos and for the Mamon. That's the pshat they want to say in the Lishna Basra. That's what Rashi's saying over here in the Lishna Basra. Soifel l'kroy l'shirayim. The Maisa Zrika, that is the Maisa Chiyuv Mamon. And at the same time, it's the Maisa Chiyuv Misa. That's the rate. There are a lot of problems here. But the rate itself, it's very important to know this rate. Maybe we'll see other, maybe other Mekarim that might be for such a Mahalak and Lush Tabasra. There's a few problems in the Rashi, to learn this way in Rashi. Problem number one, which I think is not maybe the easiest problem, is that Rashi should also say Seifel Enuch. So you only saw, so you know, I find he explained to me that it's Seifel Lekroy Lishraim, the Maestas Rikas Mechayim Mamun. Why didn't Rashi explain to me also that it's Seifel, if the word is that one Maestas Rikas Mechayim Misa and Mamun, so Rashi only told me half the story. That Mishas Zrika is Seifel Lekroy Lishraim, that's the Maestas Mechayim Mamun. Why doesn't Rashi also spell out that that's the Maestas Mechayim Misa, because Seifel Enuch?
Maybe we already knew that from the last few
Rashi's. We knew that it's Ascholas Achiyuv. Now we're saying more than it's Ascholas Achiyuv, but this is the whole Maisa Machayev. But maybe we could say, Al Derech said that Rashi for Shabbos, yeah.
Also, if you say the part is the Efshalah, it's already implied that it's going to be Chayev, that it's going to be a full Isser.
Yeah, but still, Rashi should say, I mean, that's so Makat, Rashi Makatze, but Adkadekat. If the word over here is Seifel Lekroy Lishraim v'Seifel Enuch, then you should say Seifel Lekroy Lishraim v'Seifel Enuch.
Isn't there a distinction that one of them is possible to change himself? Like hypothetically, somebody can move the Shiraim, like the catch of this arrow.
So then it's even worse. I mean, this is more of a chiddush. Seifel Lekroy Lishraim is more of a chiddush.
Okay.
I would say maybe Poshut. Since we're making the Nida now in the Mais Machayev, up to now the Nida was in the Chiyuv Misa itself. When is he Chayiv Misa? By the Hanocha. When is he Chayiv Mamon? By the Kriyas HaShiraim. That's true. He is not Chayiv Mamon until the Kriyas HaShiraim. You know, if the guy can't come to Tibet, can't come and take him to Basin before the Kriyas HaShiraim. So the up to now, that's what we're talking about. When does the Chayiv Mamon happen? By the Kriyas HaShiraim. When does the Chayiv Misa happen? By the Hanocha. Now it turns out, in this Lishna Basra, that we're changing the focus. Not to when does the Chayiv Misa happen, but what Maisa is Mechayiv. So we're saying the Maisa is Rikas already Mechayiv Mamon. Because it's Seifel Lekroy Lishraim. The Maisa Akira, I don't need to come on to the fact that it's Seifel Enuch to explain that the Maisa Akira is Mechayev Misa. The Maisa Akira is certainly Mechayev Misa because that's like all the Rishayim say in another context. Akira is part of the Chil Shabbos. If somebody else would do the Akira, he wouldn't be Chayev Misa. So that's a double posit of the Akira, even without having to come on to by every Akira in Hanocha. The Maisa Akira is part of the Maisa Mechayev Misa. It's not the Chiyuv Misa itself, and up to now we thought that our attention has to be focused on the Chiyuv Misa itself that happens at the end. But now we're shifting our attention to the Maisa Mechayev. The Maisa Zrika, of course, is Mechayev Misa, because Akira is part of the Maisa Mechayev for Chil Shabbos. If you don't do Akira, you're not Chayev for Hanocha. If somebody else does the Akira, you're not Chayev for Hanocha. So that's a given that the Zrika Sachetz is the Maisa Mechayev for Chil Shabbos. The Chiddush is, and the reason why I need the condition of Leimotzi Ladure, is because that the Maisa Zrika is also the Maisa Mechayev for Mammon. And therefore, it's one Maisa Mechayev for Mammon because Seifel Lekroy Lishraim. It's obviously the Maisa Mechayev for Misa because Akira is part of the Mechayev of Misa. Maybe what's one Maisa Mechayev? And perhaps that's what Rashi is saying over here in the Lishna Basra. Yeah, the problems that I have over here with this Mahalach, it's a very compelling Mahalach. Two major problems. Problem number one is that how does it do with the next Rashi? The next Rashi, which is the other side of the coin, the Gemara is explaining, you know, here it's Seifel, here it's Yeshla Durev, Azrikas Chetz, Mashenke Mechayev. It's Yochel HaDurit. So what should Rashi say by Chaylev? From what we've seen so far, what would we look for in Rashi? That Dagba is not Seifel. The Hagba is not Seifel to have Gimel Tvachim. Like the, you know, the picking it up is not. He could be Yochel HaDurit before the Gimel Tvachim and before the Achila. No, it's what not one Meister picking it up. That's Seifel to have a Gimel Tvachim and Seifel to go down his gullet. You know, if he would be Zorak Chetz with the Chalev at the end, it's going to go somehow do a. Then it would be then in Chayami. But that's not the case. So there's no one Maisa Mechayev. Because since it's constantly Yochel Aduri, so he's never committed to the Gimel Tvachim, he's never committed to the Achila. So there's not one Maisa Mechayev. That's what Rashi should say. There's no Seifel, whatever. What does Rashi say? So Rashi, Hochem Otsil Aduri, Hilke Chol Yaminim, Mishas Agbo, Askel L'Achila. Oh, Rashi would like went back to Askel Achil over here. Askel Malocha, he's to the Salkabait to Chaduma. That has to do with Askelas Achil. Since it's Yochel Aduri, so it's not Seifa, it's not Askel Achil. Who's talking about Askel Achil? The two Rashis are in very big tension with each other. The truth is, I don't know a good way to mirash the two Rashis with each other, but that's problem number one that I have. Problem number two that I have with this Mahalach. Is that if the Pshat in Lishna Basra is that that it's one Maisa Mechayev. And one Maisa Mechayev can't be Mechayev Misan Mamun. The way we've been learning, that's the Lishna Kama. The way Lashita is Rashi, at least the way I've spent the whole year explaining, that's how Rashi learned the Lishna Kama. That a Maisa that's Nitzrach, the Lechia Misa, can't be Mechayev Mamun. So now it's saying the same story in the Lishna Basra. So if you made the Lishna Basra exactly the same as the Lishna, it's the same svar as the Lishna Kama. And moreover, according to the way I learned the Lishna Kama, this we didn't talk about today, we talked about it on Thursday. The way we're learning the Lishna Kama, that the Pshat in the Lishna Kama is that a Maisa that's Nitzrach de Lechia Misa can't be Mechayev. A Maisa that's Nitzrach de Lechia Misa can't be Mechayev Mamun. If the Kinyan is Nitzrach de Lechia Misa, then it can't be Mechayev Mamun. So how come how do you understand Mavi Sakin? The Gemara said that according to the Lishna Kama, Mavi Sakin is Potter. Why? The Maisa Kinyan is the tearing of the Shirayim. Mavisakim Shazam Vakar Shirayim Bali Chosay. What's the Maisa Kinyan? The Maisa Mazik? The tearing of the Shirayim. What's the Maisa that's Nitzrach Tel Chiyam Nisa? That Kirin the Anocha. So why is that Kirin the Rabbinah? Yes, it's true. The Kirin the Shirayim happens between, according to all the other Rishayim, I understand. All the other Rishayim learn the Pshat and Lishna Kama. That is Ascholas HaMalacha, Ascholas HaChiv, and he's a Hailach Lomos. So the Ascholas HaChiv is when he picked up the Sakin, Seif HaChiv is when he puts the Sakin down in the middle, he was a Hailach Lomos, and he was Kirei Shirai. But according to Rashi, that's not the Pshat, that would be true by Chalev too. The Hagmok Tzas is when he started the Achila, when it goes down his throat is when he ends the Achila, and he had a Gimel Tvachim in the middle. That doesn't make Kimle Dravine. The Kimle Dravine you need, that the Kinyan itself was Nitzrach to the Chiv Misa. The Gimel Tvachim itself was Nitzrach to the Chiv Misa. And that you don't have by Chalev. So we don't have that here either. The tearing of the Shirayim wasn't Nitzrach to the Chiyum Misa. How do we understand the Abar Sakin? We talked about this on Thursday already. But I think the answer is going to have to be, according to Rashi, that the Havaris HaSakin is also part of what's Nitzrach to the Chiyum Misa. The Chiyum Misa by Dal Ramas Pishud Rabim is the Akira and the Hanocha and the transversing Dal Ramas. So the Maisa HaMechayim Momen, which is the going across and tearing the Shirayim Bali Chosi, but it's that Maisa going across the Dal Ramas, that's Nitzrach to the Chiyum Misa. It's exactly the same. The Maisa HaMechayim Misa, which is Akira and Anocha plus the transversing Dalai Lamas, cannot be Mechayev Mamun. That's how you have to say in the Lishna Kama. So what's the Lishna Basra saying? According to this Havon in Lishna Basra, that one Maisa can't be Mechayev Misa and Mamun. The Mavisak in the Gemara says you're going to be Chayev, because that's already Yochel Adurit. Why? It's one Maisa that's Mechayev Misa and Mamun. If the whole word of the Lishna Basra is that since it's Seifel Lekoyel Yishraim, so it's one Maisa Mechayev for Misa Moment, and we can't have one Maisa Mechayev for Misa and for Moment. So Mavisaka, and the way we're saying now that the Havaris Dalai Ramas is part of the Maisa Mechayev, so it's exactly the same thing. What I get is Yochel Adori. But the moment that he tears the Shirayim, at that split second, there was one Maisa that was being Mechayev Misa and Moment. So it should be Kimli Ramin. So that's why, even though it's very beautiful in the first Rashi, it doesn't stem at all with the second Rashi, and it doesn't, and then there's no, and it doesn't stem with the whole Mahalat that we've been building up in Rashi and Lishna Kama. So I'll tell you the truth, the first Rashi about Seifel Lekoyel Yishraim, I don't know what to do. Maybe it's truly Seifel Lenuch. I don't know. It's very problematic. If we'll only focus on the second Rashi, that's the Rashi that I understand better. Then I would say Pshat and Rashi, the way Rashi learned the Lishna Basra is. It's really Mefurish Rashi. Rashi here in the Lishna Basra is the Feresh, Aschel la Malacha. Right? That's what Rashi's Lashon. Aschel la Achila. Aschel la Achila. Lo Yamin and Misha Asakbo, Aschel la Achila. Apparently the Nidin is Aschel. Aschel la Malacha, Aschel la Achila. I would say, based on everything we said up till now, that Rashi is learning that the Lishna Basra is Chayzer to the Gemara Salka Daitach. The Gemara initially thought that what's the Pshat in Akir Tzarech Hanocha, what did Rashi say? The very first Rashi, when he explained what Akir Tzarech Hanocha meant initially, was Aschel la Malacha. Mishas Akira Aschel la Malacha, and therefore the Chiyum Misa is in the middle of the Hascholas HaMalacha and the Seif HaMalacha, and that's called by Ben Kecha because it's in the middle. According to Rashi, Lishna Kama went away from that. And Lishna Kama said, no, that's not enough. By Chelik, you have that. You have the Hagvok Tzas, and the Hascholas Achila. You have the Achila itself, that's the Seif Achila. And the middle, he was Magbiya Gimel Tvachim. Doesn't seem to work. So therefore, Lishna Kama went away. And Lishna Kama said, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that you have to have the Kinyan itself is Nitzrach Efshir LaHanocha B'Lei Akira. You have to have that the Kinyan itself was necessary to the Chiyum Misa. Because then one Maisa that's a Maisa that's Nitzrach to the Chiyu Misa can't be a Maisa Mechayim Mamon. You can't have one Maisa that's necessary to the Chiyu Misa and it's also going to be Mechayim Mamon. So like Boz Gimel Tvachim is not necessary to the Chiyu Misa, it could be Mechayim Mamon. Namz along the Lishna Basra and says, no, Lo'olam, we were right originally. That the Vod is Aschala Malacha. That Mishas Akira is already Aschala Malacha. And therefore, you're in the middle of the Malacha and you have a Chiyu Misa in the middle. Achiv Mamon in the middle, and that's called Baim Ke'echot because it's in the middle between the Tchil and the Seif. You have the middle. Aye, but we had the problem. So what about Chaylev? You have the same thing by Chaylev. You have the Hagbog Tzas at the beginning, and you have the Achil at the end. So it's Aschelo Achil. Says the Lishavasa, no. For Aschelo Achil, it has to be that it's irrevocable. The Akir is only called the Aschelos Hamalacha because not only is it the beginning of the Malacha, is it necessary for the Malacha, but you're irrevocably committed to the Malacha. That's called Aschelos Hamalacha, and then you're Achil Achlomos, and then you have. Then it's boim keechod. But by achilas achaylev, yes, it's true the hagbah tzas may be necessary, but you're not committed. When you do the hagbah achaylev tzas, you're not committed to the achila. So therefore, yes, it's necessary, true, but it's not soifoy. You're not committed. It's yochel aduri. If it's yochel aduri, says Rashi, so that's not called aschel l'achila. If it's not aschel l'achila, then it does nothing to do with the rabbin. So in the Rashi, but soifoy l'koy l'shrayim, I don't know what to do with. But everything, all the rest of the Rashi, I think that's how the Surah of the Shmaisa for the all the other Rashis, I think it's very, very Gishmach, very beautiful. Rashi Lechatchila sets up the Pashup Shat in Rav Avin. The Pashup Shat in Rav Avin, before we get to the Lishna Kama, before we get to the Lishna Basa, the Pashup Shat in Rav Avin is Haskalah Sa'achila. That the Akira is the Haskalah Sa'achila, and once you have Haskalah Sa'achila, everything that happens in the middle is Kimeli the Rabbin. It's called Boim Ke'echu. The Gemara is a Kashif from Chalev. By Chalev, you have to pick up the Chalev in order to eat it. According to Rashi, that's absolutely true. Even the Maskana, that's true. You have to pick up the chaylev a little bit in order to eat it. You can't get the chaylev into his mouth without getting it off of the floor. So why do you say that's chalas achila? That's the Gemara's kasha. So we have two lashonos. The first lashon answers by revising the pshat in Rav Avin. It's taka nothing to do with aschal achila. Rather, the pshat is yefsha. Meaning that the Maisi Kenyan itself was Nitzrach to the Chiyav Misa. Something that's Nitzrach to the Chiyav Misa can't be Mechayim Mamon. So that answers the Kasha by. And that's the answer to Chalev. By Chalev, yeah, the Haskalah Achilah maybe when you picked it off the floor, but who cares? The Maisi, the picking it up Gimel Tvachim, that wasn't the Maisi Mechayim Misa. You didn't have to do that to have the Chiyav Misa. So that could be Mechayim Mamon. But by Akira Anocha, the Akira was Nitzrach to the Chiyav Misa, and the Maisa that's Nitzrach to the Chiyav Misa can't be Mechayim Mamon. And we're masmid, because one Maisa can't be a participant in the Chiyav Misa, a necessary element in the Chiyav Misa, and at the same time be Mechayim Mamon. That's the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Pastor says, no, La'olam Kiddush Anina, La'olam the way we thought Meikara. That the Nakuda over here is that it's Aschelam Aloch. It's Aschelah Malacha. We had a problem. So Aschelah Malacha. So Bechelev also it's Aschelah Achila. When you picked it a little bit off the ground, it was Aschelah Achila. Says the Gemara, no. For Aschelah Malacha, you need not just that it's necessary. You need that it should be Eshel Adure. You want to say this already, that Aschelah Malacha, it has to be that not only is he doing something that he's going to need later for the Malacha, but that he's already committed to the Malacha. So Vaizrika Sacheitz is Aschelah Malacha. Because the Akira is necessary to the Malacha, and you're committed irrevocably to the Malacha. Now, Shein came by Chalev. You may have had the Ascholas HaMalacha when you picked it off, the Ascholas Achila when you picked it off the ground, but you're not committed. If you're not committed, that's not called Ascholas Achila. And who did my Mavir Sakin? My Mavir Sakin, you did the Akira, that's necessary, but you're not committed, so that's not called Ascholas HaMalacha. And therefore, in that, according to Lishna Basra, you'll be Chayev. I think, according to Rashi, at least, that's the Surah Surah. Again, this is what this Rashi, but Seifel L'Kroel L'Shirayim is very, very sure. It's not the Nakud, it's not Seifel L'Kroel L'Shirayim, it's just say Seifel L'Nuach. That's the whole point, that it's called Aschelo Malacha because you're committed to the Malacha. So I don't know what to do with that Rashi. But I want to stress, the Rashi is not just sharing me, the Rashi is sharing the next Rashi. The two Rashis are mamish, they don't jive one with the other. But that's already mitzvah yashir, what to do with that Rashi. Okay.
Thinking about